Injury-wise, how are things looking ahead of the trip to QPR?
We've had some good news. James Wallace is back in training this week, which is good. And not too many knocks, just Bash's suspension, which is a blow for us, the three games, and especially missing the game as well, the Scunthorpe one that's cancelled, means it's going to be quite a lengthy ban for him.
Is there scope for Wallace to play, should he be required, or is it a case of he will make the bench?
Well, he'll be in the 18. We'll see how he goes for the rest of this week in training, but when he's been out, you know, as long as he has, it's unlikely we'll start him.
It's the right-back issue, isn't it, now, as opposed to Davis and Alcott and Flynn. How's that coming along?
Craig Alcott's training, so we're hoping he'll be available. And Ryan Flynn's got an outside chance as well.
Do you look at making changes following the Port Vale performance, or perhaps in any case because of the opposition you're going to face at the weekend?
Well, we have to make changes. No Chris O'Grady, no Paddy McCarthy available. So there'll have to be one or two changes in there, but not too many.
Do you look at the performance at Port Vale now, and how do you reflect on that and what you saw that day?
I don't think we played too badly. I thought we created the better chances. The sending off was a big blow for us, but I thought we reacted well after half time, and for periods in the second half, it looked as though we had an extra man. Got a goal, which is not easy with only playing with 10 men, and it was only a very poor decision from Bob Harris with his tackle that cost us a point in the game.
Given what's happened, it's perhaps quite a loose question in some respects. So what's about to happen, your fixture load? Could the Scunthorpe call off, albeit in obviously very cold circumstances, actually be a blessing in disguise?
Well, we have got a busy January, but it's another one to fit in. And if we're going to try we are going to try and progress in the FA Cup. You know, we've got the semi-final. No other league game's called off yet, but we've got Notts County to fit in as well from this weekend. So you put another two into the mix, which you'll have to go into February and March without any further cup involvement. And it already looks a heavy schedule. But I think the game had to be called off for all the safety issues around the ground. You know, last thing we want is to put supporters at risk.
Few issues then. Chris O'Grady, how disappointed are you that he got recalled?
Yeah, we are, because the recalling men changed their mind and called him back again, and you can understand they had the game on the Monday night and he actually got on. It wasn't a sort of a pointless recall. We understood that, but we're hoping it's short term. They've got a new manager now, and we're hoping that, you know, their intention was to leave him with us for the rest of the season, so we're hoping they'll go through with that. But with the new manager coming in, you can understand if he wants to have a look at him.
Have you had that discussion with their hierarchy, because Chris Hughton's only not even got his feet under the table yet? Has that chat been had?
Yeah, that was had at the time of the loan, and it was their intention, and that's why it was they didn't really want to call him back, and it was really enforced and said, listen, he is going to feature. Sam Baldock's carrying a knock at the moment, so but he got on for the last 10 minutes and made the second goal, I think, which, I mean, played well on Boxing Day as well. We just hope that we can get him back before the end of the month.
So given what you know about maybe their selection issues, do you think it will be a last-minute kind of thing, or do you think you could get him back before the end of the month?
We're trying, you know. Mal Brannigan's been in touch with his equivalent, Paul Barber, at Brighton, and that is the intention. I'm not sure they're going to be able to keep Darren Bent, so they'll have to get a striker in, but it's a bit similar to what was before. We'll have to be patient. If they get one in, then Chris can come out.
Do you have a plan B if they decide, look, we're going to keep him now?
Yeah, we've got a couple more names, you know, one alone, one maybe a permanent as well. But we might just take a loan in the meantime. If it's Chris is going to be 2 or 3 weeks, and if there's a crossover, then that's fine.
All right, so you perhaps have that scope, because all of a sudden it's about what are you going to do next, because January is almost upon us.
Yeah, well, we've already started with inquiries for players. One or two bids have gone in as well, so we're just waiting to hear back from those.
Do you expect, the rules necessarily don't help Sheffield United, but do you expect a decision this next week as to if you can get the green light for these signings?
We don't mind if we can get a chance, although they won't be eligible for the game on Sunday. We'll sign them as soon as we can, providing everything's in place. So that's the idea of getting started early. They usually take a while. We can't have anybody before the Preston game to play before the Preston game. So it gives us a couple of weeks to work on them.
So McCarthy's gone back. Have you made a decision on a potential return for him, or has he made a decision on a potential return to the club?
No, we haven't discussed it, because it was when Neil was there as well, and we've got to speak to Keith Millen, and the intention always was for him to go back in January, see the situation then. You know, the travelling's not ideal for him and everything. But with Chris Basham, once he's fit, we've said all along we're reasonably happy with them. Well, we're very happy with him and Jay McEverley as a pairing. Paddy was disappointed that he didn't play and start the last couple. You know, obviously he would have started against Scunthorpe, But I thought he showed his professionalism and everything when he came on, you know, at half-time against Port Vale.
We spoke, well, within the last month or so about outs, and you decided that three or four names might be set for some football elsewhere. Have you had any interest in the likes of McGinn and Collins?
Yeah, I think there's one or two, or more than one or two clubs interested in them, so we hope to get something sorted out in early Jan, if we can. But if it goes on till the end, it's more important that they get the right place, and you know, because they're good lads, and we want to make sure they're looked after.
And what about Butler? Has that progressed at all with Doncaster as regards an extended loan or a transfer?
Yeah, I think we're very close with that. You know, we hope to get that sorted out. I think that will be one that will get done early January.
There are two others that spring to mind. What does the immediate future hold for De Girolamo? He's had some loan spells away, hasn't he? Will that continue?
Yeah, York have asked to extend it, so we're going to have a chat about it this week and see. If we get one or two in up front, or just one in, then I think it would probably be best for him. But we're in the process of trying to sort his contract out as well. So hopefully it'll all go hand in hand, we can get that sorted out. And then maybe he can extend his loan. He didn't start the last game for York, but I think he's been getting enough football to say that's what's going to be best for him.
Right. So the plan would be offer him a new contract, get him tied up, and then send him away for some first-team football?
Yeah, but depending on who we've got. You know, if we've just got Higden and McNulty for their short term, then he'll come back and be a part of that.
I suppose George Long is in a similar boat, having spent time away from here as well. Does he come back with Turner obviously still in the paddock?
No, ideally. You know, we've had a League Two club inquiry for George on loan, so we're trying to put that in place now and let him get out and get some football. Now, I think the same principles still apply for George. It's best for him to get out and get some football as well.
You're looking forward to the start of January now. We all know you and Jim Phipps have both said you've got some cash to spend. There is some money at your disposal. And getting the players in, you want to finalise the squad for hopefully a promotion push.
Well, that's what we're going to try for. We haven't ruled out automatic promotion. The top two are going very well. I think the fact that we've had our bad run and we're still in the top six with a game in hand, that bodes well, but we want to challenge the top two, and so we're going to try and get the signings in. It's not as easy as, oh, you've got money to spend, let's go and spend it and get some players. They have to be good players. You know, we've talked about the strength of the squad, they have to be better than what we've got or different, and the good players at other clubs, they don't want to sell them.
It's been frustrating, hasn't it, if not a little disappointing, even results wise even if performances have been fine or good for the most part, the results in the league haven't happened over the last few matches.
No, they certainly haven't in the last month or so, because we set ourselves up, I think, in a brilliant position, a lot of home games, and we haven't managed to win for a few league games. So we've been very close, and it's just been it's like Boxing Day, you know, two little mistakes for the goals, the poor goals we're conceding at the moment. And teams are having, we keep saying this, maybe three or four shots against us, scoring one or two goals like Port Vale did. And it is frustrating because we're not too far away. So the biggest problem is identifying the players that will make that little difference. And it is only a very small difference we need to make up.
I know you love the rumour mill. We spoke about this last January. Let's throw somebody at you. Sam Morsy at Chesterfield. Is he a player on your radar?
I can say no on that one, but names generally, we'll let you know when we sign them.
And let's get the other one out of the way then. Doyle, he's been linked with every club around the patch at the moment.
We'll let you know if we sign anybody.
Right, let's move on, because January, this is a broad question. The fixtures you've got, they're enormous, aren't they? I mean, QPR first up, then the two games against Spurs, but the league games too as well, by and large, are all against sides up there. It's a huge month for the club.
It is, and I think it's make or break time, certainly in the Cups and the leagues to a certain degree. You know, when we've played MK Dons and Swindon and Preston and Rochdale in that period, then we'll know a bit more, I think, where we're aiming for, or realistically where we're going to be at the end of the season. It is a huge month. You don't get more than the third cup of the FA Cup at QPR, Premier League, Spurs in the semi-final, and the four league games we've got. So I think it's a great month to look forward to.
And all this starts against Queen's Park Rangers then. What are you expecting from them, given perhaps the fact that they play on New Year's Day?
Yeah, I think traditionally the teams, and I think Harry's probably done it as much as anybody, they rest a lot of their what they consider to be the ones that start, the first team that start. But the strength and size of the squads mean that essentially the team that they put out is a Premier League team anyway. So, and if you've got anything about it as a footballer and you get a chance in a game in the FA Cup or whatever, you want to prove to the manager that you want to be in the starting lineup every week. So even if they rest a few from New Year's Day, I don't think that'll necessarily make it too much easier. In some ways, it'll make it harder because they'll be fresh. You know, it won't be so many of the lads that have just played three games in a week.
under perhaps different circumstances, we might be talking about the size of the challenge, difficult though that may be. Sheffield United, over the course of the past 18 months, have had some big successes against Premier League sides, so no lack of confidence going to Loftus Road.
No, there isn't, but we almost sense as though people are almost expecting an upset on Sunday. And we can't stress enough, it wouldn't be a huge upset if we got a result down there, against the Premier League team. You know, but you think, we'll do it again. It's not always that easy. It takes an awful lot to go in your favour to get the results against them.
Is there a one particular thing that Sheffield United have done that has brought this success over recent matches? And Southampton being the more recent one, nobody could deny you weren't the better team that day. It wasn't a fluky win.
I think we just haven't made the daft little decisions and errors, small ones, that we have in the league games that have cost us. In Southampton, nobody got a free header like they did against Warsaw. We defended our set plays well. We didn't at Port Vale, and Bob Harris was probably our best player against Southampton, and then he's cost us a couple of goals against Port Vale. That drives you mad as a manager, and as honestly as a coaching staff, it drives us mad because we know it's in there. But then again, one of the reasons that these lads may be with us and not playing higher is that week in, week out discipline to do it.
That perhaps those in the top flight do have, and that's why they're there.
Correct. And you see the Chelsea lads rolling on, and they're like a well-oiled machine. And that is the reason, your Lampards and your top players, they have the discipline, the mental strength and all that goes, the big package that goes with being a top player, to be able to do it week in, week out. The majority of the time, they make the right decisions.
And perhaps of most concern, QPR can't win away, yet at Loftus Road, that's where they've had their positive results so far.
I think it'd be a different story if it's at Bramall Lane, but I think the compactness, tightness of the ground make them a strong side at home. But we're used to playing on grounds like that, and stadiums like that most weeks anyway, so hope it doesn't faze us. Not particularly fussed with the 1 o'clock on a Sunday kickoff, more from our supporters' point of view than anything else. For us to, everybody to try and get down there it's poor. It's FA Cup third round day, unless you're on TV or for a special reason. It should be Saturday 3 o'clock, and to get special dispensation that they've got the Premier League from the FA, I don't think anybody's very happy with that at all.
So they asked then, did they, QPR and the rest of course, to get an extra day's grace?
Yeah, the Premier League teams have got this, I think it was described as special dispensation to move their fixture. It should be about our supporters as much as that. They've got 25-man squads, earning an awful lot of money. And they agreed to their fixtures that they would happen on New Year's Day.
Do you look at what happened last season and use that as a motivation this time? Because there are players in the squad that weren't here last year that are obviously going to play on Sunday.
Yeah, but they've tasted it in the League Cup, I think, this season as well. So any player who's worth anything wants to play, against the best opposition and test themselves. So I think whether you're part of the semi-final run last year or not, you still want to do well the third round of the FA Cup.